Life happens to those who show up, and I'm glad you showed up with us today. I'm your host, Daniel Robert Sanchez, and welcome back to Mind Flow, a show to help you find your flow. Hit that subscribe button before we get started so you never miss an episode. If you were guaranteed something like success or something that you've always wanted and you knew that you could never fail attempting to reach it, what would that one thing be? What would it be if you could do or have or get anything you've ever wanted without the fear of going after it or falling short or losing it once you've got it? Today we're going to talk about appreciation, the power of it, the magic of it, what it can do, and why it's important. Why do people always talk about how important appreciation is? What's the big deal? And how is it that appreciation is considered to be so powerful? Is practicing appreciation even worth it? Does it really work? If it does, how fast does it take for it to kick in? And if you've never intentionally practiced appreciation, why not give it a shot? What could it hurt if it works? Appreciation is at the top of the vibration scale, right alongside the words love and self-empowerment and joy and happiness. It has a way of enriching your energy and your well-being, and when you practice it enough, you'll learn how to make yourself feel good just by the way you think. And what are the benefits? In a study performed by Dr. Robert Emmons, a leading scientific expert on the science of appreciation and gratitude at UC Davis, confirmed, quote, appreciation improves emotional and physical health, increases immune response, transmits healing to every cell of your body, it bolsters relationships, relieves depression and stress, improves sleep quality and duration, even brings more financial abundance. End quote. Now, the easiest way to start practicing appreciation is simple. Let's go ahead and try it together quickly just to feel it out. But keep in mind, this is just a quick dry run. Okay, so here's what you do. Try this with me now. First, kind of slow down and stop what you're doing and make yourself still. Take a deep breath in your nose, expanding your stomach outward slowly. And then release your breath through your mouth, emptying the air in your stomach. Okay, now let's think of three things. When I say go, we're going to think of one thing at a time that you're truly grateful for, that you really appreciate. Think about it for 10 seconds, and then we're going to do it two more times. Okay, first thing you appreciate, one thing you're truly grateful for. Go. See it. Feel it. And appreciate that moment. Now let's think about the second thing you truly appreciate and that you're truly grateful for. Go. It could be anything. A full 8 hours of sleep. Or taking a bite of your favorite food. Whatever it is, feel how grateful and thankful you are for it. All right, number three. The third thing you truly appreciate and that you're truly grateful for. And let this one be simple, like the cool air from the AC in your home blowing on you after being outside for a while. Or maybe a smile from one of your children from this morning. Or one of your pets laying on your lap. See it. Feel it in your heart in that moment. And breathe in that appreciation through your nose and release it. And say thank you. I love you. Thank you. Three quick and easy things to appreciate. That wasn't bad now, was it? Doing that every morning you wake up will train the way you think and train what you see in the world so that you see good things instead of bad things. By not practicing it, you could easily undermine your chances of good health, wealth, happiness, and prosperity. And let's keep going here. Now that you've been primed and you've practiced three things to appreciate, let's try something else. Let's practice dreaming a little bit. Ask yourself this. If I had no limitations, what kind of life would I create for myself? Think about that while you imagine and while you picture yourself 5 years from now, living that perfect, limitless, phenomenal life. What does the 5-year you look like? Where do you live? What kind of house do you have? What do you do for fun? And what do you do for work? How wealthy have you become? When you look in the bank, what's the amount of money you have in your checking account? And while you're picturing it, who's with you? Who are you spending that time with? How much healthier are you? And how much more do you laugh and love and care and enjoy life? With no limitations, be over the top and exaggerate about who you can be, what you can have, and what you can do. You have all of it. The money to spend, the time to spend, the freedom. Paint that picture, that clear, specific, limitless vision of yourself, a powerful picture of the 5-year you, and add those feelings of gratitude and appreciation and joy. Feel how cold the water is in the pool in your vacation home while you're enjoying it. And you can smell the scent of the flowers that decorate the halls of your forever home. See yourself. Look at yourself. Look how healthy you are and how happy you are and how fit you've become and how cheerful you are when you're around all of your friends and all of your family. See it. Feel it. You will always find yourself moving in the direction of the most dominant images in your mind, which is why you should practice this over and over and over, so that you create the life that you want mentally before you can live the life you want physically. So dream it into existence. Picture it, feel it, and dream it despite what everyone said when you were younger. As a kid, things like, that's just a dream, that'll never happen. Or, take your head out of the clouds and come back down to earth. I'm telling you to do the opposite. Dream big with no limitations. Like you were a little kid again, but this time make sure that when you're dreaming, you're living the dream as if it already happened, like it's done. Feel the emotions of the achievement and feel the touch from the people you love and smell the aroma in the air that connects all of it together. I just walked you through how to practice three things to appreciate and how to visualize the 5-year you. Practicing this is important because it changes the way you see yourself. It opens your eyes to bigger possibilities and makes you realize who you should spend more time with, who you should stop spending time with, what you're doing with your time, and what you should spend more time doing. the only person who's going to be able to answer whether or not practicing appreciation works is you. So give it a shot. Why not? If you knew it was impossible to fail, what dream would you go after? And if you lived the version of your best life, what would that look like? And that's it. That's all I've got for you today. And if you like today's show, share it with someone you love or care about, and keep learning to find your flow.